Baz Hashem is Boch, we begin Perek Shleim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Machin, the Laws of Sales and the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. We're in this Perek now, we begin a new discussion regarding after we spoke about how does a Mechira happen, that it's a Kinyan. In this Perek, we begin a discussion regarding what's called a Noas moment, regarding cheating someone, being deceptive regarding the sale of an item. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, this prohibition of a Noah. Asa Lamoichu Oyla Kaina. It's prohibited for either the seller or the buyer, Lahainas is Chaveri, to cheat his friend. Shlomak says in the pasuk in Vayikra, when you're going to sell some a sold item to your friend, or if you're going to buy from your friend, I'll tell you, don't cheat him, don't be deceptive. Now, even though, as we see, the person who does it violates a negative prohibition, but he does not get lashem, they should eat and they shove him because it can be returned what he had cheated him, and that's what's called lava netter glase, that can be ameliorated by a positive commandment, one does not get lashes for. Now, whether he cheated him deliberately, or whether he didn't even know that this sold item has the law of deception, either way he has to pay him back. Halacha Beis explains what's the shear, what's the measurement of what's called oino. So, what's considered that of cheating the person, and that you have to return that differential. So, it's shtus b'shav, it's exactly a sixth. Okay, it's at how so? So, if someone sells something that's worth six, B'chamish, for five. So now the seller is being cheated a sixth of the value of the sold item. And even more than that, that's agreed to all opinions, but even more, or if he sells something that's worth seven for six, where here also the seller is losing out, but this time there's no sixth in regards to the value of the sold item, but there is a sixth in regards to the value of the money that he's given. Or the other way around. Here the buyer is getting cheated, where he sells something worth five for six. But again, even though there's not a six regarding to the purchased item, but there is a six regarding to the monies that he's giving. Or he sells something worth six for seven. That's considered oino. It's a sixth. B'nikna ha-mekach. Now, the halacha is that the sale is valid, but the one who's doing the cheating, whether it be the seller or the buyer, has to repay that he's being deceptive on. He has to give all of that sixth back to the one that is cheating. I mean, we don't say that, as we'll see, that if it's less than the sixth, all of that you're meichel on, so maybe you only have to give that little bit that makes it into sixth. No, you have to give back the entire amount of that shtus, of that sixth. Halacha Gimel. But let's say the deception was even a little bit less than the sixth. Let's say he sold something that's worth 60 dinar, with 50 and just one coin more. If it would have been 50, it would have been a sixth. It's a little bit more so that the deception was a little bit less than the shtus. And the chayiv lachas klum. It doesn't have to give back anything. Because anything less than a sixth, the normal custom is both the seller and the buyer would be forgiving and pardoning of that if the differential is less than a sixth. Halacha. Now let's say the deception was actually a little bit more than the sixth. Let's say he sold something that's worth 60. It wasn't 50, it was actually a little bit less. It was a pruta less than 50. So it was a little bit more than the sixth. Actually, in this case, botel mekach, the sale is void. And the one who got cheated could give back the object, and that there's no kin here at all. Aval. But the one who cheated him, he cannot back out if the other party who got cheated wants to accept that even though he got cheated, that he wants to keep a hold of it. Now, the Rambam explains, going back on what we said before, even though we said that the sale is voided, but the one who cheated him does not have to give it back, it has to be not just more than the sixth, has to be more than the pruta, more than the sixth. But if it's exactly a pruta more than the sixth, in the machzor, does not have to give it back, because we don't consider the law of a noah when it comes to that of prutas. It has to be a little bit more than a pruta, over the sixth. And then it's void and he has to give it back. Halacha now continues regarding how long does one have to void the sale or to get his money back. Until when could he go back out, either to claim, if let's say it was exactly a sixth, to get what was cheated out, just that differential back, or even to void the entire sale, it was more than a sixth. It's up until the amount of time that it takes for him to show to a merchant or to a relative of his who knows what's going on. But if it delayed the amount of time that's longer than that, Even though it's clearly he got deceived. When he bought something worth 100 for 200, in the chayz he cannot back out anymore because obviously he was meichel. When we say this limitation is balekech is by the buyer. Because he has the purchase item in his hand. And they're showing it to everyone who, and they're like, hey, don't you realize you got cheated? So then he could back out that amount of time that he would have shown them. Regarding the seller who doesn't have it anymore because he sold it off, he could always back out when he gets cheated. Enough to say, of course, in regards to when it's more than shtos, avoiding the sale. Because he doesn't know the real value of this item that he sold until he happens to find the same item that he sold being sold in the market. And he's like, wait a second, I sold 100? Look, it's being sold for 200. But let's say, therefore, if the item that he sold was something which the type of species that it was, there's no difference. For kulei shava, they're always the same price, and each one is there's no exception. You can pilpulin, like for example, peppers, okay, things like that. Then that is in the chayzer. Then even the seller cannot back out. Ela ad kedei sheyishal al shar shebeshorik blavad. Only amount of time that it takes for him to go and ask regarding the market price in the market, and that amount of time he would know because he doesn't have to find his exact item because they're all the same anyway. Then the moichur also would be limited to that amount of time. Let's say they find out that the seller ended up getting the same item that he sold, he got again. The other shatana, obviously now he realizes that he made a mistake. The loytav, and he doesn't make the claim then he cannot go back and make the claim. Because obviously he was pardoning it already because he knew about it. Usually we say he could go as long as he wants to because he doesn't know. But here we know, so then he wouldn't have the ability anymore. L'chachas continues regarding what type of things have this halacha vayna. So kashem shanoi lahedyet, just like a regular person is included in the category about being cheated, kachanoi l'tagar, so to a merchant also has this halacha. Af pishurbaka, though he's a professional, you'd say, wait a second, obviously he's meichel because he knows. No, not necessarily. He might have made a mistake too. Kashem shanoi b'peres b'hema, just like there's laws of cheating by produce and by animals, kach yishten hoina b'mavei, so to the law of hoina applies even to currency, to coins. Halacha says, ketz azram illustrates how so. Harishol yedinner shalzav, if someone had a golden dinner, that which was worth 24 silver dinar. The tzerf, and it was changed in exchange be'esem dinar for 20 dinar, one way of cheating. Or be'esem mishmano, 28. One of them is getting cheated amount of a shtus, whether the seller or the buyer. So then in that situation, so the other party has to get back what was cheated. And if it was more than a sixth, then batal tzif, then the whole exchange is void. And the mishpachas, we're going to listen to that. It's pardoned again, like the halachas we said, by Paris and Paris. Halacha Yod. Let's say if the actual coin was missing from the weight, because it gets worn out over time, and there's missing shtus, a sixth, now they were using these coins as exchange of the numbers and not the weight, because there was a place that was particular about the weight of the coins, and even a minor mistake would be undone, as the Rambam says later on, Perek Tzvav Halacha Alf. But here they would use the coins just on the amount and not by weight, but ultimately he's being cheated a sixth, so the machzor noy has to give back that deception. How long do you have to give back the coin or the seller? So, bikrachim, in a city, the amount of time that it takes to show to the money changer, that's how much time you have to undo the sale to say, hey, he's going to like, hey, buddy, you got ripped off over here. Because you have a money changer, so you're limited to that amount of time. Just go ask the guy in the corner. But by villages, they don't have money changers in the villages. They can back out up until Friday afternoons, because then the villagers go to the marketplace to buy their food for Shabbos, and then they could ask the shulchan, but it's only by Friday afternoon. Because the only one that recognizes the coin, what's missing, but the man that's valuing you is Ela Shulchan, only the money changer. So therefore, it's however long it takes to get to the money changer. And before then, same thing applies not just to coins, but to those who sell books, avodim tayvis, precious gems, or margolias and pearls. Shesh lekech lachzad, that the buyer could back out. The amount of time that they would take to get to those merchants that are professionals in that area of expertise, wherever they are, because not everyone is proficient in these things, so you have that amount of time. The figure there from lohaya makar b'isam din, if there was no one that was a professional in that expertise of that item in that country. Now he ended up bringing his item to somewhere else. Or at a later point in time, someone that was in precious gems, who no one here knew, comes and he lets him know that, by the way, you made a big mistake. Then he can back out, because again, that was the earliest opportunity that he had. And it wasn't a sign that it was Michael. If someone gives a lacking coin that is missing from the coin in the weight to his friend, if he recognized the coin that it's the one that he exchanged for him, even after 12 months, he has to give it back. But if let's say he could use it in the pressing situation, then he cannot back at a later point in time. And can keep him minimum chaziz unless he accepts it from him, like in the act of lifting the mishra zedin, an act of piety, then he would be able to back out from it. Halacha Yud Gimel, regarding noina, that the price ended up changing at a later point in time, as follows: Hamichel chaveira yishava arba. If someone sells to his friend something that's worth four, b'chamish, for five. So now there's a noina more than a sixth, because from four to five is more than a sixth. So we said that the sale is going to be void, like we explained, because it's more than a shtus. But what happened was the one who bought it, which he got cheated, the one who bought it, and he could void the sale, but he didn't get a chance to show what he bought to the merchant or the krevoy, to his relative, until actually the thing went up in price. Although he got cheated, he paid five or four, actually went up in price, and now it's actually worth seven. So actually now he got the better part of the deal. Doesn't make a difference. The buyer could still back out because ultimately he was cheated, even though ultimately he benefiting. But not the seller. Because the buyer could say to the seller, look, if it would have been that you had not cheated me in the first place, you could not have backed out. So you think, you think now that you cheated me and it was voiding the sale because you overcharged me, you think now you could back out because now you want to get the upper hand because now it actually went up in price? No. How could the sinner be the one that's going to gain? And therefore, even though now that ultimately really turns out that the meicher is actually being cheated, he cannot nullify the sale because of this. Halachi daled. So too, meicher shemacher shava chamesh ba'arba. Another way around. If the seller sold something that's worth five for only four, and actually v'zol v'amid b'shalosh, now went down in price, and actually it's worth three. So meicher yochel achzibay. So the seller could back out because he got cheated, because he sold it for four. But lo lekech, not the buyer. Shari amilu lehamoich lekech, because the seller could tell to the buyer, lo mnisha nisani tach zebach. Don't think that because you cheated me, that I sold you something for five for four, that now you're going to back out, because that's actually not worth much. It's actually worth only three now, and you paid actually too much. It's the same thing in the reverse. Halach tazvav. Now, hamoich reshav chamish, if someone sells something worth five, b'sheish, for six, where that's a no of a shtus. But lo hispik la'arosi, did not get a chance to show it to anyone, where he got cheated, he overpaid. But it already went up in price, and now it's worth eight. Actually, turns out that he underpaid. So, like we said before, so we said that only the lekeach could back out. Now, here there's no backing out because the no was exactly a shtos. It wasn't more than a shtos. So the sale is not void. But what actually comes out is actually that the seller has to give back ha'achas shalaino, the one value that he overcharged him. Because ultimately, the Sharei Nikna Mekach, the Mekach was purchased. Because when it's exactly a shtos, as we said in Halacha Beis, the sale is valid. But v'chayev lahachse, he has to go ahead and give him back what he overcharged him, which is the shtos. Even though it turns out that he's actually gaining, but still, because you initially overcharged him, you have to pay him back for that. And ukshayka, although it went up the price that he's gaining, b'shos lekech, that went up in his possession. That has nothing to do with the seller having overcharged him. V'chayim sotim mocha shavah shesh b'chayim sotim, let's say he sold him something six for five. And that went down the price, now it's worth three. The buyer deceived the seller because he underpaid. He has to give him back that one seller of what he cheated him. Should he nick the mekach? Because ultimately the purchase was acquired. And although, what do you mean? I have to pay him back? I'm actually losing now even more. Now what I paid for four is for five is actually only worth three now. And turns out the seller ended up getting out this better than he thought, doesn't make a difference. It went down in the property of the lekeach, and that's his own loss, and nothing to do with what he has to pay back to the seller.